Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna Larock.
Do you have...
Andrew cannot stop singing Linger by the Cranberries.
There's this dude on TikTok called Royal Otis, I think is the band. It's just a guitarist and a guy, and he did a cover of Linger.
How was it? Was it good?
I mean, I'm probably on TikTok too much, but it's you know, these videos, they go viral, and they make... For some reason, one guy singing Linger blows up to the point where now he could sell tickets when there's a million other artists. I don't know what
and
it
he
is.
Didn't even do his own song. It was a cover.
Yeah, he's like dressed like grunge and he has like gloves on and he's like a very like emo. Like, yeah. And it's a guy singing a girl song. Mm. So everyone gives it more, I don't know, something about that that I think turns women on. Does it show vulnerability?
Gross. I mean, I had the ick from when you described what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was giving a facial to somebody, and she was asking me about, like, our wedding and everything. She asked me, she said, are you, like, trying to help him, your fiancé, figure out what to wear? Like, what do you want him to wear? And I was like, oh, I mean, I don't really care. Like, I just, I said, if I'm being honest, I thought he ended up wanting to be more dressy than I, like, had planned. And so I was like, whatever he wants. And she said, oh, well, you're so chill. Like, you're such a chill bride. I love that. And I was like, first of all, thank you for saying that. Nobody ever says I'm chill. But then I was like, well, if I'm being honest, I say this with all the love in the world, but he's a very basic dresser. So I can't imagine he'll show up in anything other than like a black and white suit. So I'm marked safe on that one.
First of all, you're giving this woman a facial. She's not going to say you're not chill. You have music on that's like, like chill, like Sam Cooke. This girl's getting you in an environment. You're not natural. That's not who you are. Oh, whatever.
No, it's a part of who
whatever.
I am. It's a part of who I am.
Yeah, 3%. Three. Dude, you want me to, you keep bringing up this white linen button down. Brenna will drop hints.
No,
and by hints, I mean wear this.
Because if Andrew does a white linen button down, then it takes off pressure. I don't want to look like a princess bride. I'm already so scared of that, but I'm also scared of it being a backyard wedding. So I'm like, I need to find that happy medium. It's a Florida wedding. If you want to wear a white linen button down, cool with me. But you were like, no, I'm not doing that. Which is totally fine. Honestly, it's good. It's good that you want to dress up more. But I still want you to have a white linen button down for like when we go on vacation this summer or when we... I just feel like you would look so good in it.
I don't know. My nipples and hairy chest. And then it might get a little wet and then it'll be see-through, which like see-through nipples on guys is just
I don't
not...
know. I think that you need to like... lean into the you're
old man.
No, you're really good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Last night we went to a party and this gay guy was like, is that your fiance? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, he's really hot.
That's because I wasn't wearing a see-through linen shirt with my nips out. Maybe he'd be more turned on, to be honest.
I don't know. There's so even like if there was something about it where I was like, he is hot.
There's something funny about like our, it takes a gay man to let you know that you're with a good
No, honestly, because they like a gay man telling you your fiance's hot. I'm like, yes. Like,
I know. It had to prove.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny though if we wore a tux and like we can't overdress for our wedding because we'll look.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah. A backyard wedding in Florida, like
in a tuxedo.
Dude, you in a tuxedo in any scenario, like we will never be in a situation for the rest of our lives that you need to wear a tuxedo. I can guarantee.
I know. I should wear like a bathing, like a swimming, like bathing suit and like a tank top. like a Jimmy Buffett Hawaiian shirt, you know, something really nice, you know,
with like a straw hat.
Oh, a little Tommy Bahama. Tommy Bahama. Ooh, Bahama.
Bahama.
Tommy Bahama. Dude. Yeah, no, our wedding stuff is like, sometimes I forget it's happening, mm-hmm. and then we meet with the wedding planner, and it's like, oh, it's all happening.
Oh my God, it's like a therapy session. Afterwards, I feel so emotionally drained from talking about it. It's like how I feel after therapy.
Yeah, I mean, I do. We're on Zoom. We're talking to a woman. I mean, essentially, we're just saying our problems. And at first, dude, the call started, and I thought we were about to have to fire a motherfucker. Because she was fucking like, it's like meeting with your therapist and you're like, you're depressed. And she's like, oh, you're depressed. Fuck your depression. Like, dude. That's how it felt. Like, we brought up, like, a bar situation.
Our bartender has a website with photos on it of a bar. So, of course, I'm going to think that that's his fucking bar.
Makes sense to me.
And I brought it up and I was like, I don't like this bar. And I don't like how the bar says bar in light up letters. Like, I don't want that one. First of all, she goes, nobody cares what the bar looks like. And then she tells me, those aren't his actual photos. And I was like,
that's an old website.
It's his website.
We go, there's bar written like electric, like lighting.
Like light up.
But like how you would buy at like
Target.
Yeah, not even.
Yeah. And I was like, we got to find. She's like, I mean, I can rent you a bar. And I was like.
And then she goes, it doesn't say that. We go, well, we're looking at six photos that say that.
Yeah. And then one of the bars was just like on top of like wooden barrels. And I was like, the first thing I said to her when we first met her, I said, I don't want this to feel like a open house or a barbecue. And I'm like, this is giving like hick barbecue. Yeah. So anyways, she was just kind of like really not even like, oh, I hear you. Like, it was so weird. And then I brought up invites and she's like, you don't need to send out invites until two months before, which I was like, I just feel like that's not true. Melanie's what's like,
that? It apparently it is true. Yeah. It, like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
But we're not doing save the dates.
No, I thought we are doing save the dates.
No.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do you have a website or something?
Yeah.
I don't know how to go about this. Yeah. I am still 23. Yeah. But most weddings I've been to, like I just got, not just, but the last wedding I went to, the invitation came out like 4 or 5 months in advance, and that was way too early.
Mm.
But I just learned that it was way too early, so I'm pretty sure 2.5, 2 yeah. is.
I don't know. I'm just learning about that. We're not doing. There's certain things I learn about, and then I have an opinion, and then I feel like I can't have an opinion. Like, to save the date, like, why are we not doing that?
I mean, do you want to do it?
No, that's her job. That's her fucking job.
Dude, I just...
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't bring it up. Do you want to do it?
Okay, well, email her.
No, I want you this
email
woman...
her.
Huh?
Email her. Exactly.
You keep me separated from her because you know I'll kill her.
I shared the documents with you. You have her email. You're CC'd.
All right, I'm just going to start writing her and you won't even be CC'd. Next thing you know, our wedding's in fucking Alaska. In an igloo. Is that what you want? You want an igloo wedding? In a white linen shirt?
I don't want to be cold.
Uh-huh.
I just don't want to be cold.
I'm
going to
be in a white linen shirt. Nipples are going to be hard as hell. Looking good in an igloo. Because I'm writing her now. I'm the captain now.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's just, I just don't know.
Make some fucking save the dates. This woman is, we're paying her. This is time for you not to be chill.
Okay.
We're getting save the dates. Not only that, we're getting a bar that doesn't say bar.
I know. It's so crazy.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
I've had it up to here.
I don't know.
Anyways, and then my but the
mom,
rest of the call was
and then
really
my
nice.
Mom, it's so funny because I was with my mom when I discovered those photos. I was in Chicago. And I was like, my mom is just, she's from Northern Michigan. And so she was like, well, I don't think it's going to be. She's like, you need to remember this isn't Los Angeles. It's not going to be fancy. And I'm like, not everything in Los Angeles is fancy. It's not fancy or bougie of me to not want a light up bar sign on my bar. Like, yeah. No one's listening to me.
Also, Vero Beach is like one of the richest zip codes in the world. Yes. They have like things fit for a king. They'll bring out people. They'll eat food off people's heads.
Yeah, I'm just like kind of annoyed.
They'll get like their freaking toenails clipped while eating calamari. Like, what are we talking about here?
There was that moment where arguing with our wedding planner about my bar, our bar at our wedding. And I was like, you know what? Never mind. In my head, I was like, I actually don't want a wedding. Like, never mind. Because if it's going to be this painful every single time, no.
And then it was like, she did a very big 180. And it is funny how quickly we forgive, because I was so angry. And then she goes, well, let's go on to the next portion. And then she was completely fine. I don't know. Maybe she had a fight with her husband right before she got on there or something. I don't know.
Well,
she
was like being mean. Her intern came in or something, or her like whatever.
Yeah.
And was like, she's like, I'm on a Zoom. Yeah, I'm on a Zoom call. I'm on a Zoom. I'm on a Zoom.
It is funny. And I was you like, learn like what a person is when someone walks in. She's like, yeah, so we're going to have some lovely tuna tartar. I'm on a fucking Zoom. Anyhow, yeah, so we're going to have, some salmon and don't look at me in the eyes, you little bitch. Anyhow, yeah. It reminds me when I get a massage at an Asian place and they're like, would you like a nice massage? 45 minutes? And like screaming at the other person next to me. And I'm like, whoa, this is who this person really is. And this is why they give good massages, because they're strong.
Yeah, that's true.
They are strong.
We got massages. Oh my God, Sunday night.
Oh. We got a couple massages.
It was so great, but every few minutes. My lady, she was so good, but she would just come down like really close to my head, like my ear, and she'd go, it's okay. And I was like,
it's okay, little girl.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. They always ask me harder, and they go, harder? And I'm like, yes. And I was like, and then they go too hard. I had a woman one time walk on my back, and she was about, I don't know, 6,000. Like, she was a big girl. Like, maybe when she started this, like walking on the back, and look, she gave a hell of a massage, but the walk on the back was just, but then you can't, I'm in a position where I can't go, hey, you're not walking.
Hey, fatty, get off me.
Yeah, I can't be like that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You're paying for the service.
That's a good point. Yeah. Now send out the invitation. No, but you're in a weird point where you can't be like, dude, you're too big for my back. Because you're wearing heels. Like, no. But anyhow, yeah. I think we're just people pleasers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, you can literally do whatever you want to me.
How was your birthday?
My birthday, honestly, was one of the best birthdays I've ever had, to be honest.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was simple and easy, and like everything went smooth. Mm-hmm. What is that noise? It's fine.
Keep talking. I got it.
See how she talks to me off mic?
No, it's just because every single time there's a noise, you're like, what's the noise? There's going to be noise. We don't have a studio.
No, that's a freaking white
please
noise
thing. Please
subscribe
to our Patreon so we can get studio. Yeah. So I don't have to have this fight with Andrew.
So Melanie doesn't have to edit as much.
Yes, exactly.
All right. You know what? I set up everything. I did it all. All
right. So tell us about your birthday, Andrew.
My birthday was amazing. The morning of, we went and had a great breakfast. We got oatmeal. It's not going to sound as good as they were, but these oatmeal pancakes. And then
with cinnamon butter.
A chicken. Oh, no. A sausage, egg, and cheese. We went splitsies. It was easy, quick. It wasn't too crowded. It wasn't like a breakfast spot that you have to wait in line. I hate a line. I'd rather have a 7.5 breakfast food and no line than a 9.5 and like a whole like
because it
bougie
ruins the
bitch.
Food because you're just like, I'm not enjoying myself.
I'm not enjoying myself because, and then they sit, you have to sit so close and then you have to have a conversation while worrying about, and then sometimes you hear a pretty interesting conversation. But anyways, we had a great breakfast. Then we went to the golf store, which I was ecstatic about. Brenna goes to a golf store, and that's when she decides to go on her phone in a corner and just.
It's the equivalent of like when you see men outside of a and like find the seat in the store. Like I always go to the same little bar that they like keep closed down. Sit on the chair. Everyone leaves me alone. They know why I'm there.
Some guys try to hit on you by the putting range. There's no other women in there. Guys are horned up.
I am the only
there.
Woman in there. It's so wild.
Yeah. They're also going there to get away from their wives, and then they see like a young hot girl. Yeah. Anyhow, then you got me this Titleist hat. You got me a golf hat, and you got my shorts that aren't.
They're coming today.
Some Lululemon shorts. That's all a guy needs.
Swim shorts. Because Andrew doesn't have a bathing suit. The entire time I've known him, he always wears shorts.
No, those
swimming.
Are I have bathing suits.
You literally told me you don't have bathing suits.
No,
that's
they're
why.
Black ones. But
I got you some blue ones.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if that's the color for my legs, but we'll find
out.
They
don't look good. You look great in blue.
Yeah, I guess they look good next to gray legs.
It blends in. Well.
It blends in. It's like, yeah. So we do that. Then we go to a driving range. I go to a driving range. You go to the mall.
Yeah, it was lame.
And then
I went to the mall and I was like, why am I here? I don't like malls anymore. Yeah.
Well, you worked there forever. So it's like going back to your work.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't like that mall.
What don't you like? I thought you liked that.
I don't think there's actually really good stores there. There's the main, they're like the main department stores. I don't know. I just shop online. Whatever. Anyways, that's besides the point. What else did we do? So I picked your ass up. From the golf ring range.
Yeah, and then I had my show at the Improv. We had dinner before. It was like six of us. It was kind of fun because no one has really met each other, which made
like
it interesting
for me. All of your
me.
Friends that came together, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Gianni was there, who's like an actor. Ashley and Raina. Their friend Rob got in. And then Seth Glassman, my buddy from back at camp. And then you and then your friend Rachel showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it was an interesting meeting because it felt like we were in the middle of a first date.
Yeah.
Kind of. And Gianni is a little bit like in your face.
Thug.
Yeah. Like, like literally his show is produced by 50 Cent. And then you have the girls got to eat girls.
Oh and my God. And they did not like some of your guys' jokes.
No, there was definitely some tension. I think they all got along, but there was some, whenever it's like the white guy and Gianni doesn't like hearing that. Like if you're making fun of just a white guy in particular,
it's like, so funny. It must be funny too for your friends to be like, he hangs out with this person too and me.
It just shows I'm a jack of all trades.
You're a little chameleon.
I know. Sometimes I think that's a great thing to be a chameleon. You get along with everyone, but it's like, are you even true to yourself if you're just pretending to be?
That's who you are. That is true to yourself.
You are a pretender.
Like, you do. I mean, I don't know. That's why I like you.
Yeah.
I can just take you anywhere. Like
I should have been
like
a spy.
Dog.
I should have been a spy.
Yeah. That's definitely. either comedian or a spy.
Yeah, an international spy. See me in, like, I don't know, in the Swiss Alps. And then sitting there and being like, yes, the market is bad today. And the guy's like, yes, the market. And then I was like, yes, I love Gruyere cheese. And they're like, whoa, this guy.
He does
couldn't
a
be
lot.
A spy. He knows everything.
Or nothing.
Or well, that's the thing.
That's the rub.
That's the rub. That's the rub, sister. what else? Yeah, so then we did that. Then we had this show at the Improv that
you
went
killed
great.
It. You did. It was great. You had a great set.
Yeah, I felt good up there. And we actually filmed it pretty well. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do some of the hits because I haven't really put any stuff up lately.
Ever.
I fucking hate it. If you did stand up and you knew the feeling of putting stuff up, you would know.
You have to advertise yourself. I literally do it on my skincare page. It's not fun. We know.
You haven't posted for like 3 weeks.
I know. but I have posted.
Actually, this was big. So Brenna posted a video like 8 months ago. No. But practice what you preach. Whatever. It's fine.
I am.
I did say what I said you do. Practice. Preach. So you made a video and you think Dua Lipa saw it.
I gave a facial to Dua Lipa's friend.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dua saw it.
Dua saw it. Dua's coming in. I have a weird feeling she's coming in.
I gave a facial to a professional athlete like 2 weeks ago. And then somebody else who was like relevant. I forget who. But yeah.
Dua Lipa's friend.
Dua Lipa's friend.
Speaking of celebrities, tonight I have a party that I got invited to go to.
I was just like, you're going to a party? Oh my God, you're such a spy.
I'm going to one of my favorite artists. Dude. Brennan thinks I'm making up the fact that I'm a fan of this person.
Because you've never brought him because up until you got invited to the
name three songs.
Huh?
Name three songs.
You have to let it linger.
No. Huh? Exactly.
Rap Devil was his thing that he did against Eminem. It's more of like a genre for me.
Last night he goes, babe, I got invited to this party. Basically, you're not invited. It's not really cool if you come. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm very cool.
Agreed.
I'm very chill. And
you are.
But you were like, we can't show up as a couple. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like this is really rude. And also, I would just like to bring up the time you got mad at me for going to a party in the Hollywood Hills with my single friend without you. And now you're doing this and I'm being totally chill about it. But you need to FaceTime me the entire time. And if you talk to any skanks, it's over.
Agreed.
Megan Fox, watch out.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, my God. Megan Fox and I are from the same hometown. Uh-oh. Watch out.
I'm pissed.
So it's Machine Gun
She's
Kelly.
Probably going to want to like fucking read your palms and then like tickle your balls.
If she reads these palms.
And then you'll probably come.
My hands are so little. I died at like 12. She reads my palms. She'll see my fingernails and be like, how did this guy get past security? He's disgusting. These fucking nubs.
Dude, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But honestly, though, she has fucked up either thumbs or big toes. Something's fucked up.
I feel like her thumbs. Yeah.
Maybe we will get along.
No, stop. You're already thinking about how you're going to like get along with Megan, and this is just like ridiculous.
Stop thinking about Megan Fox's body.
Okay, yeah, first of all, it. I am. Second of all, you don't think if I get in with Megan, you're in with Megan, and then you and Megan are now best friends, and you're palling around while
Machine smokes Give her my
blunts?
Card. Give her my card.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to give you some of my business cards.
Yeah, this is the thing. When you go to a house party, an old man tries to get you alone in a room, who he did get you alone in a room and touch your lower back, I'm going to be handing out your business cards to Megan Fox because we have the same thumbs and we're from the same hometown.
Dude, it's so funny. Gianni's like, you guys can't come as a couple. You're like, fine, but I'm bringing her business cards.
I'm bringing her business cards, and I'm fucking making sure she if you get a follow on Skin by Brenna Alexis by Megan Fox tonight, you're welcome.
Dude, that's my career right there.
Dude, honestly. I'll just go up to Machine Gun Kelly and I'll act cool. I'll be like, yo, man, I like your early stuff that
Dude,
you did.
Shake his hand and just like place one of the cards.
Yeah. Shh. I'll just touch his lips like this. I'll go, shh, Machine Gun. Mr. Machine Gun, should I call you Mr.? And then I'm going to put my finger on his lips and then I'm going to hand him the card and go, shh, she's available on Saturdays. Actually, Saturdays are tough. Tuesday is a better.
I'm crying. Tuesdays.
Tuesday's better.
She's having a hard time booking up Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are tough, Machine Gun.
Mr. Machine Gun.
And then I'm going to hand him the card, and then I'm going to go, your Tuesdays are probably free.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah, that's gonna. I mean, we'll talk about that next week. I don't know what's gonna happen at this party. I'm a little nervous. Also, I'm afraid I'm gonna probably have to sign an NDA. I walk in and P. Diddy's in there. I'm like, okay, This is
they found him.
There he is. In it. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen in there. I'm excited, but I'm also like, I want to drive my own car because I want to leave by 10.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
I am worried, though, if I go and someone, I guess I'll just Uber home. I just don't think they live that close to here. So
well, I can come get you.
You're going to come pick us up in our car and you're going to have a sign. Our car is going to be wrapped a decal with skin by Brenna Alexis. Megan! You're honking a horn. You're playing Linger through a boombox. Megan! Hey, Megan, it's me.
Come here. Show me your thumbs.
It's me. I posted on Instagram 4 weeks ago last time. And then I yell at my soon-to-be husband because he won't wear a white linen shirt. Megan! She's like, who is that? I was like, it's cool, Megan. It's cool. All right, dude, don't worry. You'll like her. You'll get to know her. She's chill.
She's chill. Good job.
The end. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will let you know how Machine Gun Kelly went. Also, I was in a play. I acted yesterday, and my role was called Old Man. Talk about
poor guy.
Sadness.
Yeah.
We could talk about that acting stuff next week, but I feel like I shit the bed. But I was around a bunch of TikTokers, and I felt literally archaic. I felt like the old cup from Indiana Jones. That's how I felt in there. Everyone knew each other, and they were all just like, they talk in like different, yeah. They talk in code.
I can only imagine how you feel because that's how I feel around me. Them. Oh. No, like around them. Like, I don't get it.
They talk in code. They don't, no one's like a real human. They're all like those POCs. They're just like, they're here, but they're not. Because they live through TikTok and likes and stuff. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Anyhow, snooze. What do we got?
What do we got?
Last night at Coachella, Kid Cudi had to cut his set short after he broke his foot jumping off stage. In a clip posted online, the Pursuit of Happiness rapper can be seen stepping down on stage before he twists his body to the side and rolled his ankle. And he has an upcoming tour. Is 40 too old to be jumping around on stage?
Oh, Andrew?
I mean... As someone that just played old man, I saw the clip. It was like an accident. It wasn't like he was trying to jump off. He like kind of like stepped too far and then kind of fell off stage.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
And no, I don't think 42 is old at all. Considering I've seen Aerosmith, I've seen Bruce Springsteen, and they were like fucking 70 doing 2.5 hours jumping around. So I think. Kid Cudi, I mean, it is, it's one of those things where, like, first of all, the easy joke is break a leg, and sure he did, but he fell, and everyone, it's gonna suck, but the coverage he'll get from it, like, I don't know, these things that are like embarrassing for people end up being the best possible thing ever for your career. So I say break more legs, Kid Cudi. You know, I mean, whatever. Hopefully he'll be at the party tonight, but we'll see. What? How do you feel? Do you think that's 40? 42 is
not.
No.
40.
Oh, he's 40.
Oh, he's 40.
40.
Yeah, he's basically 30.
I'll tell you this. 40, when you're a rapper, sometimes you can age out of it. I mean, Eminem has still going on, but rap is so about like being relevant and being of the times. And like understanding the culture.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like 50 living in a mansion by yourself, not talking to anyone and not being near the streets, and you're just like, yo, like whatever, you know, it doesn't.
I didn't even know Kid Cudi was that old.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even, I guess I.
I'm in the pursuit.
Why did
of
I think he was like close to my age?
Well, his name's Kid.
Yeah, maybe that.
I know. Some of these people are fucking...
Yeah.
Like, LeBron is almost 40, and I'm just like...
LeBron?
LeBron James.
Isn't he dead?
That's Kobe Bryant.
Jesus. This is worse.
I mix them up. Okay.
Next in snooze.
This is unreal.
All right.
Wait. How old is LeBron?
Probably like 39.
Oh. Okay.
38.
He's fine.
Okay. Florida. One female iguana was recently removed from a Miami resort swimming pool after laying more than 24 eggs on its water slide after becoming stuck. Humane Iguana Control removed 30 eggs from the pool altogether as iguanas have become more invasive in recent years in South Florida. Do you have any concerns about iguanas showing up at your wedding?
There's definitely going to be iguanas there, right?
Like, I mean, I invited some. I invited some iguanas.
Yeah, some of your friends.
Some of my old friends that are in the sun too long.
Basically are iguanas.
Yeah, dude. Rusty definitely
is an iguana. Dude, Rusty's in a fucking iguana, yeah.
Rusty shaves his beard. You'll see the scales. He's a fucking iguana for sure. For sure. Iguanas are like, dude, that guy's two iguanas.
Yeah. He can't even blend in like the rest of us. Yeah.
This is when I learned that iguanas come from a lot of eggs. Like, that makes them even scarier.
Iguanas laying eggs is disgusting.
Anything hatching?
Ew. Ugh. On a slide? Ew.
I know.
Okay, so.
It's kind of funny, though. The first thing they do is fucking go on a little slide. Like, imagine being, like, coming out of your mom, and then next thing you know, you're at Wet and Wild or whatever. First thing you do is bungee jump. You're like, dude, this fucking life is sick. It's like, it's not all slides, kid. It's not all slides. You got to go eat your own
bugs.
Yeah,
then Rusty's in the corner of the pool smoking a cigarette, drinking a six-pack.
Oh,
okay,
so.
Wait. So, I just, like... I feel like I remember from being in Mexico that their iguanas did just like hang around on sidewalks and stuff. Are they doing that in Vero Beach?
I don't. Growing up, I saw a lot of lizards, but not a lot of iguanas. Iguanas are more like Key West area and like Miami. I don't know why that is. I think someone probably got a pet iguana and then was like, yo, these are alive.
Yeah, and they don't kill them.
That's what happens with these big snakes. You know, like boa can tear, just like, oh, I didn't realize you were going to be 28 feet. You're not.
We got to let you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I live in a studio.
Dude, we were walking.
I'm just imagining us getting a fucking boa in this fucking tiny home. And then we every morning we're like, good morning, Ed. And then he's like, dude, his tail hits both walls.
Gross.
Oh my God. It'd be so funny. Oh, it'd be so funny. Or we should get a Great Dane in here. Just something huge. He's a horse. Just fucking. What were you going to ask about iguanas culture?
Nothing. Culture. Nothing.
I'm like, I don't know, iguanas are chill. I've never seen an iguana attack a human.
I feel like they can get, like, weird, right? Their little gills.
Tails and, like, can grow really long, and then they can, like, just whip you.
Oh.
So you're scary. Not supposed to, like,
in Florida,
go
that's
them.
How people come. Like, that's how, like, in Florida, you can put a ball in your mouth and you invite an iguana in. That's the one.
A.K.A. Rusty.
A.K.A. Rusty. Bring in the iguana. And then it's just Rusty in a fucking white linen shirt.
He crawls in.
He crawls in. Like, ew. Did someone call for the iguana?
The cigarette's in his butthole.
He just starts tickling you with the tail on your nose. Like, hello.
I wonder if Rusty knows how much shit we talk about him.
Yes. He deserves it. You know what that dude? That dude has fucked me up.
Yeah, he does. All right,
let's fucked me up.
All right, last news story. The Spice Girls had a reunion at Victoria Beckham's birthday party. In a video posted to Posh Spice's Instagram, David Beckham recorded the Spice Girls doing the dance from their 1997 hit Stop. Last month on the Today Show, Mel B hinted that the group is working on something very good that she can't talk about. Do you think the Spice Girls are getting back together?
I love that. Maybe like a one hit, like they're going to do like a single or something.
Like NSYNC just did?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, they realize, you know, Backstreet Boys, it's hard to make it as an, I'm sure One Direction will get back together at some point. Eventually, their careers, you don't think?
No.
Why? Because Harry Styles
they
is too
like
big?
They had like a falling out.
Yeah, they had like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's over 10 years old.
But Spice Girls had a falling out. Baby Spice, I think.
What did baby spice do, Andrew?
Yeah, what did tell us?
Tell us. Baby as spice. A spy, Andrew knows about what happened to the Spice Girls.
Yes, baby spice. Yeah. No, I think that their careers eventually individually become so like not big enough where they get together and they realize, like Backstreet Boys did it with Nick Carter. Yes, Harry Styles is bigger than any of them have ever been, but I'm just saying there's a lot of money to be made by them getting back together as a whole. And they're it's long enough where people, it's almost better than if they put out seven more albums. Because then they come back together and it's fucking huge. You know, I'm still waiting for 98 Degrees. It is funny when it's like, you know, New Kids on the Block did it. Spice Girls, like it's just funny that they all have these kid names. It's like Kid Cudi, but like Spice Girls and Backstreet Boy, and then they get together and they're like 55, like overweight, smelling like fucking Jägermeister, and they're like, "I want it that way. Tell me why, ain't nothing." But it's like he's in a wheelchair, just like, "Ain't nothing. Thank you. We're the Backstreet Boys." It's like, dude, you are fucking on a walker with tennis balls, you loser.
Not the tennis balls.
Yeah, not the tennis balls. But you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just so funny that they still have those names.
Right.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know. Do you think that Spice Girls are getting back together?
Probably for like a single or something. I don't think they're getting back together. They have like families now and shit.
Yeah, some of them do. I'm sure the ones without that's families just... or kids, they're like, no, we should we should do more.
Yeah.
We should do more. Forget your kids. Victoria, you know, I can't think of anyone else's kids out of that group.
I don't know. I honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if they have families. Yeah. I just kind of assumed.
Yeah, I just assumed they'd be single forever because they care too much about their career. Oh. No.
I'm kidding.
Yes, because they're dirty, dirty whores.
Okay.
No, they're nice girls. Except for Horse Spice.
And I love that you know all this. Okay.
All right.
Speaking of girl singers, so we know Taylor Swift just released her new album, Tortured Poets Department.
How do I know? Because at 2 a.m. there was 31 songs played in this bed. 31 songs. And she was hammered.
Well, let's see how well she knows them. This is a little game I like to call the Tortured Poets Department versus Tortured Poets.
I was a tortured fucking fiance in this apartment.
You're fine.
It was. I do like Taylor Swift, though.
So you'll say the quote and the other person will guess if a tortured poet wrote it or if Taylor Swift wrote it.
All right. Play at home, too, y'all.
Play at home.
All right.
You go first.
I'll go first. Is this Taylor Swift or is this Edgar Allan Poe? Who is it?
It's either Emily Bronte or Emily Dickinson. So you could just say tortured. Emily or a tortured poet.
Okay. Emily or Taylor?
Taylor or a tortured poet? Tortured poet.
You tortured that word. Okay. I would have died for your sins. Instead, I just died inside.
Taylor Swift.
This is the one that we've listened to a lot because it's about Matt Healy's little dick. By the way, anytime we listen to this song, I swear to God, Brenna looks at me and she's like, I relate. Like, I can see it. I definitely feel like the smallest man who ever lived in this apartment.
Okay.
With an iguana.
It fit too right. Puzzle pieces in the dead of night. I should have known it was a matter of time.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
That was too rhymey for Dickinson. If I know dicks. Okay. All right. Is this Emily or Taylor? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lust of fame was but a dream that vanished with the morn.
The poet.
Yeah, Morn gave it away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Come one, come all. It's happening again. The empathetic hunger descends.
That's Emily.
Nope, it's Taylor.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Damn. What song's that from? You should know.
How did it end?
Is that old or new?
It's
oh, the
new
one.
Yeah.
All right. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible. The cornice in the ground.
Taylor?
Emily.
Okay. Yeah.
It's from a little poem called Because I Could Not Stop for Death.
Okay. The thimble.
You ever read a poem and you're like, I know less about
I don't know
the
anything.
Poem
I don't know anything.
Than if I never heard it. Yeah.
The thimble weighed too heavy. The stitches stopped themselves.
That's Emily.
Yeah. by a it's a poem called "Death Sets a Thing Significant."
Man, a lot of death. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mel, are you depressed?
No shit.
Need some like, Zoloft? Melanie's like, I already had all these already queued up. She just wrote these from memory. I'm a sad Jewish girl.
A Jap.
A mourn. A Jap, if you will. A Jewish American princess. That's what my mom said. All right. But the hearts that once adored me have long forgot their vow. And the friends that mustered round me have all forsaken now.
I don't know. I'm going to go. I cheated. It's Emily.
You saw it?
I saw it. Okay.
I don't know. I cheated. I'm sorry. All hushed and still within the house. Emily Bronte. I've never heard of Emily Bronte. Girl has a freaking pen on her.
Talent. Okay. But when I count the scars, there's a moment of truth that there wouldn't be this if there hadn't been you.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Duh.
What album? Or what song?
Thank You, Amy.
Oh.
AKA Fuck You, Kim.
Fuck you, Kim.
Yeah. Oh, fun thing about Thank You, Amy. If you cross out, all the letters that don't spell Kanye, the name Kanye is also in the title of Thank You, Amy.
Whoa, that's like a weird, like, I feel like you really look for, Easter eggs or something?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to think too hard about that one. Like, I'm like, if it has Kim, it's got to have Kanye. Like, it's got, duh. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's some fucking next level sociopath shit, I think. Like, when you're like getting revenge.
I know, but people are like, oh, she shouldn't have brought, like, why is she bringing this up again? Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is like what people want. Like, shut up. It's like also a good song, but people are like, she should have kept it in the vault. And I'm like, she doesn't have a fucking vault. Shut up. Like,
You know, Kim Kardashian is going to know that no one watches her show anymore when Taylor stops talking shit about her.
Yeah. Also, Kim Kardashian, knowing who she is, she probably loves it. So
that's what I'm saying. She's gonna be like, she didn't put me on the she's gonna be more sad the day Taylor doesn't fucking talk about her fucking dumb shit face.
Yeah,
I don't know if her face is that dumb and shit, but you know what I mean.
All right,
so the people asked some advice. They need some help.
Oh shit.
I know.
I'll tell you what, listen to exactly what we're about to say. And do it out there in the public and let us know how it goes. Also, if you like us and you want more of us, go to our Patreon. It's Puddles with Andrew and Brenna, patreon.com. Check it out. Thanks.
Hypothetically speaking, how does someone have sex if they have a 1-inch micropenis?
With their mouth and their fingers and just... Missionary. Is this advice or is someone sleeping with a 1-inch man?
I mean, they said hypothetically speaking, but I would scratch that part.
Yeah, scissor.
Scissor.
Mm-hmm. If the worst comes
to
worst.
Speaking from experience, scissor.
First of all, it's 2 inches.
Just kidding. Andrew's got a hog on him.
The smallest penis that ever lived. I do not have a hog. I might have an iguana.
Dude, you have a boyfriend dick.
I have an iguana tail. It'll whip you, though, like a rusty.
I like it.
Okay,
so
you
could do armpit, like have her do, like put her armpit here and then put a little lube on there and then do that.
No.
Yeah, like squish your armpit to your side of your body.
So you're thinking, so you're going to have a guy with a 1-inch penis
also,
be near.
This is a great person to experiment with anal.
I don't think he could get past the cheeks.
Yeah. No, spread them. Go doggy style, spread the cheeks, and then go in.
You'd have to have no ass. You'd have to have like an ass like a dog.
Yeah, I mean, he has to find somebody with no ass.
Or a bamboo ass that actually like comes out of
their,
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I feel bad for these guys with 1-inch penis, like hard. I mean, it's got to be tough.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
Because you know, the only way you can handle it is through humor and like be honest about it and give the person no expectations.
Do you say something before?
I think you have to.
Well, would it be similar to like a girl having no boobs and being like, hey, just before... Like, you know what I mean?
But you can
like,
kind of see that. A guy, You don't see in the pants. Unless a girl puts like 80 pounds of tissues in her bra to lie about it. And then she's like, actually, I don't have double D's, you know?
Yeah.
I have micro penis tits. I think the scissoring could work. You know, girls get each other off just with big clits. So, one inch penis is
not all lesbians have big clits.
No, a 1 inch penis is
dude,
a big
that's so clit. Funny. Like, that's why you're a lesbian, because you're like, my clit's too big. I can't.
Yeah, my clit is essentially a guy, so I might as well be a lesbian. I'm just saying, a 1 inch dick is a big clit.
That's a big clit.
That's a big ass clit. Yeah. So. Yeah, look at it as the glass half full. You have a giant clit. You have a small dick, but you have a giant clit. Think about it like that.
Maybe get with a lesbian.
Yeah, and you'd be like, whoa, that's too much clit for me. I could barely fit that clit. See, look at it that way. Have sex with a lesbian and you'll be good to go. All right.
We really did great on that one.
Yeah, I think whoever this imaginary person is who's this person's husband... Stay with him.
Tips to get over being cheated on.
Just
forget about it.
Yeah, just like, block just everything.
Pretend like they never existed. Pretend like they're dead.
Yeah, don't try to win them back.
Mm-hmm.
Block everything. Get with a guy with a micro penis.
And don't make yourself a victim. Don't be like, I got cheated on every time.
Yeah, don't make a TikTok about it with like 600
words.
Because
it's not about you. It's about the person.
To a sad song of you like standing by a river and being like, he left me for Samantha, who was my babysitter. Who cares? No one cares. Just go on with your life. Go bungee jump. Go fucking hang out with an iguana. Go to Key West. Have a couple cocktails.
Yeah.
Enjoy your
life.
And
that person did you a favor. Like, now you're free. You're free of them. And like... You never have to question, like, should we, shouldn't we? Like, now you're just like, I know that that's a shitty person.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know?
A nice definitive cut to a relationship rather than, like, a slow, oh, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Yeah.
All right. These people want help to choose their wedding song. It's either Father and Son by Cat Stevens or Love Songs by Benny Sings.
Father and Son is kind of weird for a...
Yeah, I like the Love Songs one better.
Songs.
It's a little more upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Father and Son is like a literally about a father and son. Like, it's not about... Is it You're Still Young, That's Your Fault? That song, I think. Anyhow. Yeah, I would do Love Songs. It's about you and your wife, not your dad. It's not about daddy. Get over your daddy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be the daddy talking to your son.
All right, okay. Last one. I don't like my best friend's boyfriend, but they've been dating for 4 years. They're going to move in and get engaged soon, and they're going to get married. We're in our late 20s. He's not abusive, just boring.
Then that's none of your business. It's none of your business.
Well, how boring.
You have to let your friends make their own mistakes and figure life out on their own. Like, I'm sure that there's plenty of things that you've done that your friend has thought, what is she doing? And you figured it out on your own. But something like you not getting or like having chemistry with your friend's partner, first of all, like, why do you care so much? And like, you have no idea what. Maybe your friend's boring. Maybe your friend's actually really boring and she wants a boring guy.
Yeah, maybe you're an alcoholic who needs to slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe you're out doing cocaine on a Tuesday and they're just trying to set up their life and buy fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to grow up.
Yeah.
But that being said, maybe he's so boring
and
your
look
friend's
at yourself
boring.
And think about, why do you care so much? Like, why is this? Why is this a thing that's going on in your head? Are you fixating on your friends' lives too much? Should you focus on your own life more? I don't know. Something to think about.
But it does suck when you lose your partner in crime to a boring time.
You know,
Emily Brunt.
Bronte.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, but it's like, yeah. Also... They might not be boring. They just might be
an
old man.
Maybe they're shy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 44 with a micro penis.
Some people might say Andrew's boring, but he's not behind closed doors.
That I say. Wait till I fucking hang out with Megan Fox. Wait. You'll see who's boring, America.
Oh, God. All right.
All right. Well, yeah, facial stuff. What do we got?
Oh, facial stuff. Oh, cleansing. I don't know. I'm kind of losing track of what I'm talking about here, but yeah, I feel like people are just cleansing wrong. You should be double cleansing, especially if you wear sunscreen or makeup throughout the day, every day. Your double cleanse can be like a balm, like an oil to, I'm sorry, balm to oil, or if you have like more dry skin, or just a pre-cleanse, whatever, just an oil one. You should be working that into your skin like you're almost giving yourself a massage. And don't forget to get, like, wherever you have blackheads or, like, stubborn blackheads that are almost, it just looks like your pores are just open and dirty. That isn't, it's clogged pores, but it's not from just, like, I don't know. It's not, like, acne or anything. It's just because you're not cleansing properly. So you should be massaging your oil into those places and, like, really scrubbing it around for a minute. You take it off and then you should be doing the exact same thing with a cleanser that's intended for your skin type. So really take time in cleansing. I feel like the Neutrogena commercials we all saw growing up made us think that we could just like put soap on our face and splash it with water and that was good. But that's not good. That's not good enough. And then I also don't even dry my face after I cleanse. I literally let it just be damp. And then I put my serum on top to, like, lock that moisture in. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Get after it out there, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you for listening. Again, check out our Patreon. It's a way to support the podcast. It's been really helpful. And we're going to buy an iguana soon with the money. All right. Have a great week.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Puddles. Puddles, puddles, everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.